Well, you know, first game of a regional, you only thing you're worried about is winning. And, you know, it wasn't pretty, but we got the job done, and we'll put our focus on LSU tomorrow.
Good way.
Coach, this was a team with 100 home runs this year, but all 9 runs today without a homer. I mean, can you talk about manufacturing runs?
I don't think you can go up there and try to hit home runs, and that's not something that we try to do. And tonight was one of those nights that, you know, the ball didn't find the other side of the fence. But, you know, you have to be able to manufacture runs. You have to be able to do little things. I thought Sweetos came up big with a couple of bunts. We were able to score some runs there. And then their lack of defense in the outfield kind of shot them in the foot. But it was just one of those games that we, you know, we got what we needed to, but made the game a lot more interesting than it should have been.
The way the game got dicey there at the end, especially how nice was it that half those errors come in, your runs come in on the air, especially on those outfielders.
Yeah, we'll take our runs any way we can. I just look at the score.
Now, I know you said, you know, playing on the road, the lights are different, the field's different. Could that have been maybe a factor on why those balls didn't get in their gloves?
You'd have to ask them. I don't know.
Coach, can you talk about the decision to start Shelby?
Yeah, well, you know, we played them here last year, and she threw a 3-hitter, threw very well, and we really feel like we need to get some innings out of someone, and so we were hoping to get, you know, a good solid performance out of her, 4 or 5 innings, but to me, when you get into these first games, you don't want to make them interesting. You know, you've got to take it one game at a time, and I just really felt after Babs gave up the 4 runs that we had to make a switch and not put ourselves in one of those situations.
Kelsey, kind of talking about what I asked Coach earlier, just being able to manufacture the runs like you did today. Just thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's very crucial to put them together, whether the ball's going over the fence or not. It's just pretty much just finding a way. I mean, like he said, Sweeto's coming up clutch with all these bunts. It was great because it's just another base runner, and it's definitely a momentum changer, I think, and that's very crucial. And it just, I mean, as we go farther and as things will get harder, and it's going to be, the home runs will not come as easily, and therefore it's finding a way no matter how. And I think tonight it was very crucial, us just finding a way, whether it was because of an error or if it was a bunt or just finding like a hole or something. We just got to take advantage of it as much as we can.
And Chelsea, it wasn't as if power was completely out. You guys still had 5 extra base hits. Talk about what it's like to play on an offense that doesn't need that, may have that many home runs, but doesn't necessarily need them to score.
You know, it's great. Going up there, we're not really thinking, let's hit a home run. We really just want to get up there and do what we can. If we get on base with an error, great. We have more opportunities to score. And tonight, it went our way to get on base. Anyway, we got on base, and that's what helped us win tonight.
Coach, what was Estella able to do that made her so effective when she came into that game?
Throw strikes and her speed, I think, is a factor. You know, after seeing Babcock, you know, we really thought about, you know, should we start Stella, and if we get ahead, bring in Babs. But we really felt that going from Babs to Pignon would be more effective. And I think, you know, when you go from 62 to 64 up to 66 to 67, it does take a while for hitters to adjust to that. And the other thing is that she's been our number one of late. So, to be honest with you, that's why she was in the circle.
Now looking forward, 1:30 game tomorrow. Yeah. A little bit earlier than you're a little maybe used to, but what are you expecting that?
Hey, it is what it is, you know. If I had my druthers, then if I was in charge of the NC2A, I would sure spread the games out a little more than they do.
Yeah.
I mean, to play an 8 o'clock game, a late game at night, and then turn around and play an early game is ridiculous. But I've been saying that for years, and they don't listen, so what the hell?
Does it give you any consolation that if you win, you don't have to play again tomorrow?
Sure.
Have you prepared for LSU at all this week?
Yeah, we've been looking at video. Yeah, you know, they're a good offensive team, very aggressive. Right now, they're I think, down to one pitcher. So, you know, we just need to figure her out. And this team's been very good at that. So, excited and looking forward to a great battle.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate it. Time to get some sleep.